Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Cody Till with Championship Bull Riding, and you're listening to Cutting Up Radio.
And good evening, and thank you for joining us this evening for CBR Mondays right here on Cutting Up Radio. And joining us tonight, not only is my co-host, Miss Cicely Cross from Texas Women's Show and owner of Cowboy Crossroads, and also she's the Jackie of all trades. We know Miss Cicely. She'll be joining us shortly here on Cutting Up Radio. And tonight we have a great guest. It's four-time CBR World Champion Qualifier and the 2007 PRCA World Champion Bull Rider from Santaquin, Utah. Mr. Wesley Silcox will be joining us, and I believe Cicely is on the phone with us now. Hi, Cicely.
Hey, how are you?
I sound loud tonight.
No.
We always sound loud, don't we?
I should say, I talk loud, so, you know, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah. Well, tonight we have a great show, and I was just telling everyone to make sure that they check out your amazing shop there at on Facebook and also on your website as well, and Cowboy Crossroads, that is. And you've been adding some new exciting things on there.
I have been. I've been busy between bull runs and being a nurse practitioner and trying to keep my business going. But it's been good. Everything is pretty much up and added on the website at cowboycrossroads.com. And we are actually leaving Wednesday, headed back to market. So lots of new stuff. This is our big buy for NFR. So anyway, so we'll be there all week until Sunday in Dallas at market. So
awesome. Now, you guys are going to be at Cowboy Christmas this year?
Yes, same spot as always, booth 1252 in the convention center at the NFR at the Las Vegas Convention Center, December the 6th through the 15th. Or I don't know, the dates are weird this year, so
they
it's
are.
A little later. It's a little later this year, but yeah, we'll be there the whole time, so everybody come join us. And usually I have a lot of the bull riders signing autographs at the booth, so yep, closer to time we'll talk about that.
Yeah, and we hope we're bringing our special guest and cowboy bull rider Wesley Silcox with us to the NFR this year. I know he's currently number 33, and I know that he is working really hard to be the top 15 this year for the NFR, and we are very excited about watching him achieve that goal. So welcome to the show tonight for CBR Mondays, Mr. Wesley Silcox. Hi, Wesley.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great. Congratulations on your new baby girl. I mean, she's growing like a weed.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I've left home last week and got home late last night, and she's sure growing since last week.
Yeah. Well, tell us, how exciting is fatherhood?
Oh, it's crazy. It's hard to explain. Didn't think I'd be doing for a while, but no, I wouldn't trade it for anything. She's awesome.
Well, now you have an extra special reason to get back home quickly, don't you?
Yeah, I try to get back home every chance I get, but it's going to be pretty tough now. I got to go to every rodeo I can and try and make finals.
Yeah, absolutely, and we're cheering you on because we can't imagine a finals without you. You know, I was looking at your 2012 highlights this year, and you won Rodeo Austin, and you also won the Clark County Fair and Rodeo there in Logandale, Nevada. You also won the Lakeside California Rodeo and the Luxton Pro Rodeo in Victoria, British Columbia. So you're on a roll.
Yeah, it's kind of been slow and steady, and I've just had a lot going the last 2 months. Rodeo hasn't been one of my top priorities, but I've got it in my mind now. I got to make the final, so I got a lot of ground to make up, but I think I can do it.
Without a doubt, we know you can. Now, other than your world championship at the PRCA, what would you say has been one of your favorite career highlights thus far in your career?
Probably right after winning the NFR was probably the 2010 when I won Cheyenne. Just winning Cheyenne and everything that goes along with that is pretty neat.
Yeah, those trophies are absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
The little statues. Did you get the bull riding statue? It's absolutely beautiful, you know?
Yeah, they give cool stuff and just think back to the guy that won that in the past and everybody that's competed there. And it's just crazy to think I could be part of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you are the youngest of four siblings, and you had learned to ride bulls from your dad, who was a former bull rider and now an auctioneer. Tell us a little bit. You know, you started in the sport of rodeo roping, and then you kind of moved to the rough stock. What led you to the rough stock side of it instead of roping? What did you more of?
I just wanted to rope. My brother, he rode bulls, and he always tried me to get into ride bulls, and I didn't care much for it. I'd seen him get hurt quite a bit, and thought roping would be way easier. And then I think I learned how to ride bulls before I even got on any. Actually, just watching and watching the tapes of my brother and everybody else, and just listening. And then I got on a few small bulls, and it's way easier packing your bag and your rigging bag than a horse and trailer and everything else.
Yeah, it's still tough, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now,
still manages to rope every now and then, I think.
Yeah, I try and rope every chance I get. I enjoy roping. It's a lot of fun.
So have you ever thought about going for the all-around PRCA champion status?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I might not put that much effort into roping, but I'll probably enter a few rodeos before I get done, and even maybe when I get done riding bulls, maybe go to some circuit rodeos. I don't know for sure.
Right. Well, cool. Now, not very many cowboys can say they're million-dollar rich cowboy like you can, you know? And we just think everybody that wins $1 million is wealthy, very wealthy, you know?
Yeah.
You have actually, you are one of very few that have hit the $1 million mark of your career. I mean, how exciting is that? I mean, do you look back and wonder how the heck you did that?
I mostly look back and wonder where all that money is. But I didn't think I'd ever come to winning that much money in my career. It's just crazy how much money the rodeos are putting up these days and how much of it I've got.
Right. Now, how long have you been competing at the professional level bull riding?
I graduated in 2003, so 9 years or so.
And we're telling your age, aren't we?
Yeah, I'm old.
He's getting on up there.
Whatever.
I'm feeling it today after the road trip from Sikeston, Missouri, straight home Saturday night.
Yeah, it's got to be kind of hard on you guys, you know, to the wear and tear of your body just traveling, you know, and getting to places. I mean, because you guys don't travel and wait a couple of days to relax. You guys travel, ride, and it's just consistent. You know, you really don't have a time to rest until you get back home. And now that you're a daddy, you don't really have time to rest.
Yeah, even when we're home. Don't rest much. We're always doing something. We buck me and Steve and Artie and Corey, and there's some other guys here. We buck bulls today, and so we're always doing something, but we're usually home 1 or 2 days a week, if that.
Wow. Well, you know, we mentioned earlier in the show that you're currently number 33 in the PRCA, and we all know that you have to be top 15 to head to Vegas and how important that is to you and all of us to see you there, of course. It would be your 7th year competing at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo if you were there this year, which you will be. What are you doing to get on the top of your game, you know, to guarantee that opportunity in Vegas?
I'm just going to go to the rodeos and have fun like I used to and have a clear mind and not think about how much I'm going to win, but just go ahead and ride my bulls and let the money count up itself.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, it's kind of hard to do that, though. You know, I know you've been one of them that has said many times in many interviews that I've listened to, you know, it's all mental, you know, and being mental. I mean, you really got to be in that state of mind, you know, and you can't be letting anything else get to you. And, you know, that's got to be difficult.
Yeah, there's a lot of things on my mind right now, and there has been, but I feel like I'm riding good. And since the CBR finals there in China, I rode really good there. And from there on, it's just give me good bulls, and I think I can make some money.
Well, and that's what I was fixing to say, you know, talking about, you know, just listening to y'all talk or whatever. And it was kind of funny because there's not been, you know, three rides consistently like that Wesley's rode in quite a while, with 390-plus point rides back-to-back-to-back. And it was kind of funny listening to everybody, you know, talk behind the chutes at Cheyenne after the CBR finals, because they're like, wow, Wesley's really back. Wesley's riding like the old Wesley used to ride, you know. So it's kind of fun to watch. And, you know, I'm one of his biggest cheerleaders. We've been good friends for a long time. And so it's always nice to see those guys, you know, do well. And so, yeah, he seems to be have a little luck there in Cheyenne. So didn't win the rodeo, but won the CBR World Finals. So, yeah.
Yeah.
$15,000 richer, yeah.
That's exciting. Well, I mean, Wesley, you've got to look at it this way, though. Every time you ride, you always ride almost a 90-point average, you know? I mean, and so we expect it all the time now.
Uh-oh.
That's not adding anything.
I better really step up my game then.
You know, it was funny listening to him. That, you know, the finals was on yesterday on Fox for anybody who caught that and watched the final ride there. And, you know, Butch Knowles talks, you know, time after time when he watches Wesley ride about how, you know, this guy makes it look so easy, you know. You know, I've heard Donnie say that numerous times about, you know, how some guys it looks so much easier for them to ride and kind of flawless than others. And, you know, Wesley's just kind of got that niche. And, you know, that's one thing that always kind of sticks with him on the TV shows. And they always say, you know, that guy always rides, you know, rides, it makes it look so easy. So,
you
kind of got
that
talent, I guess. Yeah.
So now we're
going to do something. You might as well make it look good. That's what I've always thought. So.
Very true. Well, you make it look great. Well, you know, and another thing, you know, we're talking about 90-point rides, and you definitely bring it during the finals, you know, the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. And Crown Royal has the honor, or you have the honor of having Crown Royal as one of your sponsors. And every time you ride a 90 for 90 points, they donate $2,000 to the Justin Boot Cowboy Crisis Fund. And I believe, was it last year or the year before, they donated almost $10,000 for your rides? Was it last year?
No, I think it was the year before. There was a few of us there, so they donated quite a bit of money there.
Yeah, that's awesome.
They're really getting into the rodeo and trying to help guys out, and they understand that we get hurt. And Tilden Hooper, he's an example there, and they've really helped him out because he was injured for a little bit of time there. So they're really trying to help the guys out, and that's great.
Yeah, it's always great. But, you know, they don't get enough recognition for the good things that they do. And you know, I wanted to shout out to them and let them know how much we appreciate them. Because without those amazing sponsors, you know, it's really tough on you guys.
Yeah, I got stitches last week week and a half ago, and without the sports medicine there, it cost me some money. So they saved, even being at the rodeos and taking care of us, they're saving us cowboys a lot of money.
Right. Now, another thing that's really close to your heart is Cowboy Outfitters. Can you tell us a little bit about that? I know you guys are getting this started and it's growing, but it's it kind of explains to our listeners a little bit about it and what, you know, the purpose of it is.
Yeah, Cowboy Outfitters has just given us some cowboys that love the outdoors and love to hunt and fish and camp and just be outside, and it's given us a chance to group, be a group of the top cowboys, Cody Teal and Trey Benton. We just got them aboard, and they're happy with it. But we're actually going to start a TV show this fall. We're going to start doing some stuff for that. So it just gives us cowboys something to do after we get done riding bulls, where David Todd, he's trying to make it so, because he understands it. And a lot of us, we don't have much after we get done. We don't know how to make money after we're done riding bulls. So just trying to give us a little bit of money and give us something to do after we get done riding.
Right. And also, you guys really introduced the style, you know, as far as the lifestyle, because a lot of people that are just now becoming bull riders, they don't really know what it takes to be a bull rider. They just think you know, travel to a rodeo, get on a bull and leave. But it's much more than that, because in order to, you know, interact or attract sponsorships, you have to have that personal appearance. You have to have all this different stuff. Are you guys kind of representing, you know, that too, and teaching others or helping others become the professional level athletes in rodeo, or you know, just kind of give me a little bit.
We're just going to try and do everything we can. We're just starting out, but we got lots of ideas, and we're going to put bull riding schools on and let people see what it takes for us to be out there. Everybody thinks we just pocket all this money, but that we're going to try and let everybody see how much it costs and the amount of money that we spend, and try and bring more sponsorship into Rodeo Cowboys.
Right, absolutely. Well, I want everybody to make sure that you check out CowboyOutfittersUSA.com and learn more about that, and they'll be keeping you up to date there with upcoming events and more details on the television show as well. So make sure you check that out again at CowboyOutfittersUSA.com. And also, they have a Facebook page as well. We just found it, and we just like it. We want you guys to go over there and
Perfect.
Like it as well.
Yeah, and follow us on Twitter, too. We're on there.
Twitter. Now, you have a personal page as well, correct? Do you have a website?
Yeah, I just have a Facebook page, and then been on the Twitter thing for a little while now. I'm trying to get it figured out. But
you getting in the groove?
I'm getting in the zone. Well, Scott Davis, he's got me on it.
Well, and Cowboy Outfitters and the Crown Royal Riders both have Twitter accounts too.
Cool.
So, yeah. And I included Cowboy Outfitters, but I didn't have enough room to include the Crown Riders in our post tonight. So.
That's all right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, you
no,
know what's
good?
Have...
Did you get cinch jeans in there also?
No.
No, I forgot about that too, but you want to mention that. That's another one of his big sponsors.
Yeah, well, we definitely
yeah.
want you to mention your sponsors, Wesley, because we know how important these sponsors are for you. And if you want, go ahead and list them.
Oh, it's Justin Boots and Cinch is a big part of my sponsorship, and it's Cowboy Outfitters and Crown Royal.
Now, for those that may be listening, other sponsors out there that, you know, see you perform the way you do and how likable you are and how easygoing you are, everybody calls you the easygoing cowboy out there. You're just really easygoing, you know, and you do what you got to do and then you're back at home doing what you got to do, you know. What would you say to those sponsors? What can you do for them to provide, you know, a support and a kind of like a billboard on a cowboy to help promote their business?
Well, it's just I could send them a sponsorship package or something like that, and just call them, just Facebook or call or talk to me or something.
Cool.
So.
And then you can also contact
there's always
Cutting Up Radio.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Contact Cicely at the CBR. Or Scott Davis. Cicely has all that info and
Now,
so.
What advice would you give some of the youth bull riders that may be listening tonight who are inspired by you? What advice can you give to them?
Never give up and always try hard and keep your head on straight.
The most important part.
That's all you need to know. Keep your head on straight. Stay on.
Exactly. Well, you know, you guys as athletes go through so much adversities, no matter what it is. There's always different adversities out there. How do you overcome that, Wesley, and just really, you know, stay on the top of your game, you know, as we mentioned earlier in the show, being 80% a mental sport here. How do you, you know, how do you overcome all those adversities and stay focused?
As soon as you roll up your rig and bag and leave the rodeo grounds, or just as soon as you get done packing your stuff up, it's over. There's not much you can do about it after that. But just learn from the mistakes you made and the reason why you got bucked off that bull and put it towards the next day. There's always another rodeo to go to.
Right. Now, who were some of the previous bull riding athletes that you looked up to that inspired you?
I traveled with Jerry Shepherd. He kind of showed me the ropes and entered me, and kind of always looked up to him, and mostly just looked up to my dad and my brother. They taught me everything I know about riding bulls and how to be a good person. So I owe it all to them.
Now, what has been the best advice someone has given you?
Oh shoot. I would get a lot of good advice, but I don't know. Just Donnie Gay, he's really helped me out throughout being at the NFR when I'm struggling and get bucked off two in a row down there. And you have everybody in the casinos telling you how to ride a bull. But Donnie, he always gives me good advice and tells me what I need to do. And whether it's, I always put my hand too far off the side of the bulls when I'm getting ready, and I don't know that I'm doing it, and then Donnie will tell me, hey, this is what you need to do, and then put it in the middle of the next one, I'll stay on, but mostly it's just keep your mind clear, and that's probably the best advice Donnie's gave me.
Now, you know, bull riding has changed so much since you began bull riding. What are some of the changes that you've seen that have been so incredible, you know, from when you started?
Probably the bulls. I mean, there was real good bulls back then, but there wasn't back then. I feel like I'm 50 years old.
Are you in your rocker?
The bulls. the bulls, the money's better, and mm-hmm. the rodeos are trying to help the cowboys out. And it's just great.
Now, what do you want to see progression-wise in the sport of bull riding? How do you want to see it grow more? I know more money, of course, we're going to say that. But how would you like
yeah.
to see it grow more? I mean, what would you like for it to be at one point
before
you retire?
I don't know. I think it's pretty good right now. But mm-hmm. just for all the contractors at the rodeos to bring a good pen of bulls. I mean, some guys don't care much about their bulls and much about us, where we're trying to make a living. They just bring bulls and hope they get paid for their outs. And so I just like to see every contractor try and be a little bit more consistent on their bulls and try and help us out a little bit.
Now, how can the associations be more productive with that as well? I mean, what do you have any suggestions of what could be done to assure that?
I don't know if there's a right way to do that or not. There's been a lot of talk of it. Fred Betcher, he's the bull riding director for the PRCA. He's trying to get the kinks worked out so guys will bring better bulls. And at the better rodeos, the committee's wanting the bulls to be filtered and only wanting good bulls there. So that it's progressing slowly, but eventually it might come around.
Right. Well, are there currently any, Cicely, you can probably answer this, are there any current requirements for bucking stock for the CBR?
Well, at the CBR.
Well, the CBR is a lot different than the rodeos.
The CBR's
bulls are awesome. I mean, Tough Hand picks all those bulls, and he's not going to have a bad one in there. And if there is, he's probably not going to be real happy about it.
Yeah, and if it is a bad one, I mean, you know, the guy's guaranteed a re-ride for a chance to win, and that's his whole, you know, theory behind all of it is, you know, every guy that shows up at a cinch event, they're guaranteed a chance to win if they ride, and you know, and he, I mean, looks at videos and checks, and if he thinks that those, obviously there's always going to be a bull that may have a day off, but I mean, he pretty much goes through every one of them for all of the cinch events, and if he doesn't think they're up to par for a guy to win, then he's not going to let that contractor bring that bull.
Right.
Yeah, so I wasn't meaning the CBR when I was talking about the bull.
And she knows. I think most of the people know that too. And
yeah.
I mean, and Wesley is so right. I mean, I'm glad that you brought that up and that he said that, because it is, you know, you've got contractors that, you know, put on, you know, rodeos. And I mean, just like, you know, for instance, you know, Wesley's trying to make it to the finals as is many other guys. And, you know, at a lot of those rodeos, there may be, you know, two or three good bulls in the whole entire, you know, pin of bulls that are at that rodeo. So it's you know, basically, I mean, luck of the draw on that as to who gets the better bulls. So, you know, that there's a lot of issues with, you know, contractors griping about the cowboys turning out bulls and this and that and the other. But, you know, I think that they would see less of that if a better stock for those contestants to get on than bringing, you know, something going to run down the pin and yank their leg off or throw them in the,
right.
you know, in the chute or hard to get out on. I mean, there's pros and cons on all sides of that, but I'm glad he brought that point up because,
yeah.
I mean, it is true.
Yeah, me too. Well, what kind of bull, I mean, Wesley, you've been in this business long enough. I mean, what type of bull do you particularly look for, or, you know, what's a good bull for you?
Well, just one that's going to go out there and buck hard and you can be 85 to 90 plus points on. I mean, there's so many bulls out there and so many guys raising bulls that it's not hard for some of those contractors to pick up even an 80 plus spinner at a rodeo. I mean,
mm-hmm.
That'd be better than getting on a 68 point jump kicker hard to ride.
Right. I know, when
so
I started off, when I had my bucking bulls back in the days, do you guys remember Smokey Davis, Cicely?
No.
From Simonton, Texas?
No.
Well, when I got some bulls, I went and bought some bulls because I was going to be a stock contractor. Ha ha. And so I went to the industry barn, you know, the little auction barn, and I bought some bulls up. And so I went out to buck some bulls at the Simonton Arena there. And Smokey Davis was one of the stock contractors back in the days, you know, that did a lot of the small rodeos there in Texas. And I just remember back then it was just like the hardest thing to do to keep the bulls in the chutes. They would want to be jumping out of the chutes. And I thought, man, I have the rankest bull out there. It's good. It really wasn't good. You know, rank wasn't everything because they couldn't ride them, you know. But I thought I had the perfect bull because it was wanting to jump out of the chutes. But, you know, I think everybody kind of thinks that.
Well, and the other point in that is, you know, I mean, a lot of places we just, you know, we just assume that somebody that's going to a rodeo knows about rodeo and has been to a rodeo. But
mm-hmm.
at a lot of these places, there's people who it's their first event and they've never been to a rodeo before. And so they don't know the difference in, you know, a good bull or a bad bull. But, I mean, when you've got, you know, guys scoring 63, I mean, it should never be even a question. I mean, you know, those guys should automatically, you know, get another chance at something that's going to perform, you know, to the best of their ability. And it hasn't gotten there yet, but, you know, hail to the day that it does. But, I mean, hopefully, eventually, it will get to that point so all these guys have a fair chance, because, I mean, this is a professional sport, and this is how they make their living. And, you know, as we always say, I mean, bull riders have a smaller window to make as much money as possible in a short amount of time period. And, you know, it's not fair to those guys as considered professional athletes to be able to go out there and compete on a, you know, 50-point piece of stock, you know, or get a 60-point ride when, you know, other guys are getting 90 points on the same event. So,
yep. Well, I know when I had Binion Servi on my show a couple of months ago, that's one thing he talked about. It's difficult as a stock contractor to bring the best stock and to be, you know, to be the best in everything you do when the competitors out there are draining the best stock. Does that make sense? I don't know if that makes sense, but you know, it was really a big concern for him, as you know, a stock contractor is. You know, he always wants the best, and you know, we always think the best is the ones that buck the Cowboys off, but that's not true. You know, that's not true at all. The best are the ones
no.
that the Cowboys can score the highest on. You know,
right.
So, well, thanks for sharing that, because that was really exciting. I mean, you know, that's interesting. You know, and it's exciting to know that you Cowboys feel that way, and you know, it's always good for the associations like the PRCA to know how you guys feel. The voice of the Cowboy is the most important, because it's because of you and, you know, athletes like you, why rodeo is what it is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very grateful for that. But, Wesley, would you like to shout out to anyone else?
No, I think I'm good.
Well, it's been an honor having you on our show, and thanks for joining us for CBR Mondays right here on Cutting Up Radio, and we wish you the best of luck. We will definitely be cheering you on and hopefully having you back on the show as the PRCA World Champion Bull Rider at the National Finals Rodeo this year.
Sounds good.
All right, hon. Well, you have
thanks,
a great
Crystal.
Evening.
All right, you too. Thanks.
All right, hon.
All right, bye-bye.
All righty. Miss Sisley, what is happening this week at the CBR?
Just busy. We have lots of events going on. Our Horizon events started back last week, actually two back-to-back. We had Castle Rock, Colorado on Thursday. Got a great crowd there. I think the biggest crowd they've ever had, packed house. And here we go again, starting a new year with young guys. A young kid that actually made it into the CBR World Finals in Cheyenne as an alternate at the last minute, Taylor Toews from Stephenville, Texas. He won the event in Castle Rock, Colorado. He is definitely a name to look out for. I've seen him the latter part of this year at some Horizon events. I think he just turned 18 mid-year this past year. And he has really come on the last few months and really jumped up into our standings and actually won that event. So I look for him to do, you know, good things early on this season. Then the following night, we had Belvedere, Illinois, and they had Matt Noe produce that event. And he called and he said, I don't think they could have fit one more person in that event.
Right.
So that's always good to hear up north. Yeah, another young kid that came on the scene late this past year, right at the end of the season, very quiet kid from Paris, Tennessee, Corey Bailey. He, Danny Reagan actually told me about this kid, and he was like, this kid, he said, I've seen him around, you know, he's come all the way from Tennessee to Texas to compete in some events, and he said, I noticed him right off the bat, and he came to a few of the Horizon events at the end of the year in place and got up enough points to actually, you know, be able to get in some events, and so he won Belvedere. It was 90.5 and 83 in the long go there and won that event. So he actually is currently sitting, Tyler Adrian from Montana sitting first in a Horizon standings for 2013 with Corey Bailey sitting second. So those two guys, you know, are all battling it out, all these young guys entering these Horizon events. This week we have Waterloo, Illinois, this Saturday night, and then the following Saturday, I think it's August the 25th in Clinton, Arkansas, we have another Horizon event, and then the week, that next week on August the 29th and 30th, we go to Huron, South Dakota, to the South Dakota State Fair for our first 2013 Cinch event of the season. And then that will be our only Cinch event until January. But Horizon events, I mean, week in, week out, you know, so lots of events going on and lots of things, but just a ton of events.
Yeah.
They're keeping me busy. Yes.
Yeah, but that's exciting. So when will the new, the 2013 schedule be available for the CBR?
Well, due to the fact of us shifting our season from July to July, it changes up, you know, our events. So we are obviously slower during this time of the year with our Cinch events due to the fact that a lot of our guys PRCA rodeo, and we try to do it to where those guys can go to both, you know, associations. And so we probably, we will not have any Cinch events after here on until January, and probably it will be mid-November before we release the full 2013 schedule, and maybe even closer to the 1st of December before we release that.
Awesome.
But once we start back in January, then it's, you know, it's busy for that. So I just want to remind everybody, too, I know our last TV show aired Sunday night on Fox for the season where we crowned, obviously, the world champion, Josh Barentine. But now, starting this coming Sunday, the entire season restarts over. So if anybody missed any of the Cinch televised events on Fox Sports Network, everything starts re-airing again this Sunday night, always on Sunday nights on Fox Sports Network. You'll just have to check your local listings because of the regions. It airs at different times. So it should be anywhere between 6 p.m. and 10 p.m., depending on what region you're in. So that will go through the end of November. So CBR every Sunday on Fox Sports Network. So.
Yeah, well, cool. We'll tell, you know, I know the ratings are absolutely going to be phenomenal this year. My kids, and everybody knows I have six kids, so of course we have nine televisions in our home. And when the CBR comes on, the kids run through the house because Cicely told us this, Texas Women, we did the same thing with Texas Women. Anytime Texas Women came on, we turned on every television
the
in the house and had to be on that channel. And it's hilarious, you know. So,
well, thank you and thank me for me.
But they get so excited. They're like, Mom, remember what Cicely said? We have to turn on all the televisions. And we can't TiVo it.
That's right. No TiVoing. But the numbers have been great, and the shows have been excellent on Fox Sports. Jeff Metters and Geronimo Productions, Brandon and the whole crew have done a great job producing those events. And just, you know, great stories. You know, the event on Sunday, you know, was, you know, for people who wasn't there, didn't get to see the whole drama of all of it, you know, play out, you know, got to see it on TV, and even the expressions and things that happen behind the shoot, they're capturing to show, you know, to the audience that actually I don't even see it, I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of, you know, kind of nice to sit and watch it and listen to all the stories and how the shows play out, you know, from you know, being at the live event to it being a televised event. And they've done a great job with all the stories. And you know, it seems like every year our world champion, right after we crown a world champion, ends up with some type of injury. And Josh Barentine, our current 2012 CBR world champion, went and competed last Thursday night at Castle Rock, Colorado. And I texted him because he's always good about texting me back. There are certain ones that I know that they'll give me a straight shot answer if I'm not there about how things went, or, you know, how they, you know, the event went, or seeing who's won so I can post it if I'm not there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I text Josh, you know, thinking that the event was almost over, forgetting about the time change, and he asked him who won, and he texted me right back and said, well, it's not me because I'm laid up over here to the side with broken ribs. So he got stomped on and got some broken ribs at Colorado Thursday night. He's going to miss. He was entered in these next couple of weeks. He's going to miss action, and told me that he would get back with me and let me know how he wanted to go to Huron, South Dakota, but he may not be ready by then, because as we all know, there's not much you can do for broken ribs except just time to heal. So anyway, we wish him speedy recovery, and I'll keep everybody posted on how he's doing. So
yeah, and tell him he can't use duct tape for this one.
I know. And we actually had three of our CBR world champions, Castle Rock. Bonner Bolton was there, Clayton Fulton was there, and Josh Barentine was there. And so Clayton did not do any good. Bonner actually rode, I believe, and was 82.5 in place. But we all know Clayton's just coming back off of being off since March with from surgery. So it's going to take him a little bit probably to get back in the swing of things. But I look for those guys to be all at Huron and ready to go for the new season. So we got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, that is exciting. Well, you know, I want to invite everyone to make sure you check out the CBR website at cbrbull.com. They have some great stories on there as well, talking about Stock Contractor of the Year, Mr. Billy Jones, and just a lot of great stories. Also, check out the store, and I know they're going to be having a sale soon. You guys always have great sales. Great Christmas shopping opportunity.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, they're trying to keep new stories on the side every, you know, couple of days. Lots going on. So, you know, with these Horizon events and things going on. So just everybody stay tuned to CBRBull.com for all that. And I would actually have Billy Jones, our newly crowned Stock Contractor of the Year on here. But for those who know Billy, he's a man of few words. And so I don't know that we'd have much of a show if we had him on here, and he probably wouldn't agree to call in and do it anyway. So,
come on. Hey,
so know, anyway, I'll
we were able
check.
To get Mr. Talbert to talk.
I know.
Hey, we can do anything, Cicely.
That's right. That's right. So just want to remind everybody, too, if you're in and around Fort Worth, every Friday and Saturday night at Cowtown Coliseum and Billy Bob, CBR, Bull Riding, going on. So catch that out. Billy Bob's has the CBR Wall of Fame with all of our past CBR World Champions and some information on the wall over by the arena in the in Billy Bob's. So that's interesting if you've never been in there to check that out. And they also, at the Cowtown Coliseum, keep our CBR World Champion trophy at the Cowtown Coliseum in a glass case, too, if you go there for Bull Riding Action. So both of those places, you can check and find out more about CBR at both of those places if you're in and around Fort Worth and going to tour that area.
Yeah, and also I wanted to let our listeners know, you can still vote for your fan favorite bull rider at the Fan Favorite Bull Rider Contest at the CBR website at cbrbull.com. I did confirm this, that you can vote through October. And
that's
so
right.
Then they will announce the winner. And I think, like right now, Louis Blanco is winning.
Yes, he is. And the reason they continued that is due to our, you know, TV contract that it runs through November, and so they're going to, you know, give viewers still that have not had a chance to vote because that's advertised during our televised program on Fox Sports Network to give those viewers also a chance to continue to vote through that. And whoever the winner is will get a bonus. So
very cool. Well, hey, how is Clint Craig? Everyone's always asking. He has a lot of Arkansas fans that send messages to the Cutting Up Radio Facebook page and want to know how he's doing, if he's coming back this year.
Well, actually, since you brought that up, I actually got a phone call from Clint today. And actually, he's kind of, you know, down a little bit in the dumps because he's pretty much just, you know, the whole entire year rode, got injured, comes back, gets injured again. Not major injuries, but, you know, enough that's kept him out on and off most of the year. He did, you know, win one event and made it to the finals, but he just hasn't been healthy. And he called, and I talked with him for quite a while today on the phone, and he said he thinks he's just opting to, you know, maybe take the whole, at least half or the whole entire year off. He said he's not done by any means riding bulls, but he thinks he's going to, you know, get a job, and or actually he has a job that he will start, I believe, next week was what he told me, and in the pipeline industry, which he's actually worked in sometime before when he was out injured, and it's going to start that actually working with Logan Knivy, who's another bull rider, and that he's just going to try to work and start working out and just heal up and get healthy. He said, you know, there's no need for me to keep going when I know physically and mentally that I'm not healthy enough to go, and it's not fair to me to keep going and then getting re-injured. And so he's going to take some time off. You know, he may be around January, but for right at the moment, he's trying to decide. I think he's got some issues with his groin and with his knee, and you know, was thinking about maybe looking into having surgery on that. So we'll keep you posted, and we'll have him on again sometime here in the near future to let him
tell
us what his plans are. Yeah.
Well, we wish
always,
him the best.
He always does a great job on his on interviews and for promo stuff. He's always really good with the fans too. So
yeah,
we'll keep you posted on that.
Very cool. Well, we wish all these Cowboys, Josh and everyone who is recovering, coming ready to, I guess, resting up to come back strong, for the 2013 season. It's got to be difficult with all they go through. I guess everybody needs a break, huh?
They do. And, we had Wesley on here tonight, and that's what I talked with him yesterday while they were driving home, and him and Artie, I keep up with him quite often. And so I said, oh, by the way, you've got to be on the radio show with me tomorrow night because the final night of the CBR finals had ended and he had won our actual finals event. We hadn't had him on here in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And, he does a great job, too. And, Wesley's one of those that, he's so good for the sport because you never hardly ever hear him say anything bad. And he's always pretty much got a positive attitude and a smile on his face. And when he talks about closing up his bag when it's over with, the ride's over with and going on to the next event, that's what he does. And I was just so proud of him to see him ride the way that he did at Cheyenne and come back. And I know he's got fire under him. And, Artie, he is an entering fool. He goes to any rodeo and every rodeo and event he can go to. And so Wesley's had to kind of make an adjustment this year traveling with Artie and his brother Corey. Because he's not used to here the last couple of years going to as many rodeos as he has been this year. But he knows at this point now that he's got to go to everything to make it to the finals. And, I look for him, too. They've still got plenty of time to make – he does to make the finals. And, I look for him. They're entered up starting Wednesday through Sunday this week, somewhere every day. And so I'm sure that he'll hit a lick and end up being there. And, his mom and dad, I'm very close with his family. His mom and dad are like a second set of parents to me. You couldn't just ask for better people. I'm just so happy. And actually, Wesley's kind of had to help out a little bit. His brother, Sean, trains horses and got bucked off right after Cheyenne, actually a couple of days after Cheyenne, and broke his back. And so they've had to all kind of help out. Yeah, he's been down and had to have surgery with that. So anyway, but they've got a big family, and it's a fun crew up there in Utah with all of them. So anyway, he's definitely a positive aspect to the sport of rodeo and bull riding.
Yes, absolutely. Well, and this sport is such a family sport, And he's got a great group of guys with him, Wesley does. Because Artie's the most upbeat person I know, and anytime I need an interview, I'll just call him.
That's right. Well, and Corey, Artie's brother, is traveled with him this year. He's had the best year that he's ever had rodeoing and has been sitting in the top 15. And then, of course, Steve Woolsey has been fighting the injury back and forth all year long, and he's finally back in the game, and I think about healed up and going good. So I think Wesley was the only one that kind of placed this weekend out of the whole crew. I give them a hard time because I'll usually talk to one of the bunch after they've hit three or four days of rodeo and say, okay, who's won the most money, picking at them. And so anyway, but they're a fun crew. I love those guys and would do anything for them. And, they're just a great group of guys. I hope all of them make it to the finals. So,
yeah, they will. They've got to.
Yeah.
We
are
a
fun bunch.
I know last year, almost every single bull rider was a CBR bull rider last year. So it was pretty exciting to watch.
Well, and right now, last I looked, I haven't looked in the last couple of days, but, out of the top 20, I'm pretty sure about 17 of the top 20 all ride in the CBR. So, yeah, so we're proud of those guys. And, that's what we try to do is, make it to where those guys can go to both, and make the most for them. It doesn't always work out that way, but, Cody Teal's having a stellar year. Just unbelievable. J.W. Harris has come back, and is not giving them any slack at all. Trey Benton has done well, So Cody Whitney is done well. All those guys are having a really great year. Artie And so I'm excited to see, yeah, who out of that bunch ends up making the finals and see how well they do there, too. So I'm a big cheerleader for all of them.
We are, too. Hey, one of our fans just sent me a message because I have been telling everyone, you know, make sure that you contact Fox Sports Network and let them know how much you enjoy the CBR broadcast.
Yes.
And they can't leave a message. They don't know where to leave a message. Do you know it? Can you find out how they can get messages? Because there's no place on the Facebook page, too, because it's kind of like an introduction page. It's really doesn't
okay.
even, you know. So
I
they
will.
Can let everybody know, you know, let everybody
I will
know.
Get, I will get that information tomorrow and get on that and get Adeline or Andy, one of those two, because they'll be one of the two that has that answer, to get that information to you and actually to post it, too, on the CBR Facebook page so everyone knows. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'll do the same here on Cutting Up Radio's Facebook page
Absolutely.
To get the message out. We appreciate that, guys. Thank you so much for asking.
Yes. Yes.
All right, Cicely, well, I guess that's going to wrap up another great week of CBR Mondays right here on Cutting Up Radio. And as always, we appreciate you coming on board and sharing all the details with us. And we're praying for all the guys to get back in the groove and hope they all get well soon. And you stay healthy and safe. No news, Texas women.
We're still waiting. We've had some positive feedback, and you know, we have until October, and I think they're going to probably hold us out until October to let us know something. So we're just plugging along, and it's just amazing to go places and you know, run into people. Oh my gosh, you know, we've seen you on TV, and so it's a lot of fun, and I hope that CMT gives us the opportunity to do it again, because it was a great experience. Had, you know, a great time, and they've actually, we've sent in, you know, some suggestions of what we would like to be filmed for a season 3. But we'll see. Hopefully, we're staying positive.
Yeah, well, you got to stay positive. And
I feel
you
like,
have people
well,
like
and
us
my
to
point
keep,
is...
I contacted Sweet Home Alabama. And I don't know if you guys ever watched that show, but Cicely would be the perfect gal for that. Okay, so we've already put that in their ears. So hopefully they contact you.
Well,
we
want to
see you on that. That would be
I
fun.
Know that we, you know, I mean, I we feel like that if they, you know, were absolutely 100% sure that they were going to cancel the show, that it would have already been done.
Mm-hmm.
And so no news is good news so far. And hopefully we're staying positive. We've had, you know, some good feedback, and the fans have been awesome. And hopefully we'll start filming again in the fall, late fall, and hopefully have a season 3. So we're keeping our fingers crossed.
Yay. Well, you can all stay up to date with Cicely by visiting her Facebook page, Twitter page. Also, don't forget CowboyCrossroads.com and also her Cowboy Crossroads on Facebook, because whenever she adds stuff, we're always retweeting and re-sharing and everything else.
Thank you so much. I forget to do that on Twitter half the time. And I just submitted an article that'll be coming out in the fall issue to Dirt Road Daughters magazine. And so that'll be coming out sometime in September or early October.
Yeah, and also don't forget to go to Rodeo Fame's Facebook page and vote for Cicely, you know, the bachelorette here. So vote for Cicely.
I have lots going on.
You got so much stuff going on. You got your face on everything.
I do. Might as well have fun with it. You only live once.
I know. Well, you're absolutely beautiful, and you're such an inspiration to so many of us. And so thank you, because, you know, everyone just gets so tickled when you're around, and you just smile all the time. You're such an inspiration. So we enjoy
well,
it.
Thanks. No, thanks.
All right.
So
thanks again
right, well,
for joining
we
us.
Talk
we'll see you next
to
week.
You guys on Monday, and y'all have a great week.
You too, hon. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
And that's going to wrap it up for another great evening here for CBR Mondays right here on Cutting Up Radio. We want to thank Wesley Silcox and Cicely Cross for joining us this evening to make it this another great show. tune in Wednesday for Bull Riding Fan Connection. I'm not for sure exactly what Tammy's got up her sleeve, but I'm sure it's great, whatever it is. She might even have the PBR winner, Cody Lustro, on her show. You never know. But I'm sure she's going to be keeping us up to date right here on Cutting Up Radio. So stay tuned to her Facebook page at Bull Riding Fan Connection and also on her website at bullridingfanconnection.com. I think it's bullriding-fanconnection.com. Now, don't quote me on that. Check her out on her Facebook. I haven't mentioned that name in a little bit, have I? But anyway, we'll keep you up to date of what Bull Riding Fan Connection is doing on our Facebook page on Cutting Up Radio as well. But I'm sure she's going to have another great show. But we will keep you up to date. Again, I want to invite you all to listen to our friend over at Spur Radio, Mr. Ken Feisbeck, who is such an amazing guy. He does shows with Tana Papineau. And he has just recently found out that he will be broadcasting the Women's Professional Barrel Racing Rodeo Association's finals this year. And we just want to congratulate Ken on that, the WPRA. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch the live stream this year. It's going to be exciting. So congratulations to Ken. Make sure you check him out at spurradio.com. Again, check out CBR website at cbrbull.com. Follow them on Facebook and also on Twitter. And don't forget to follow us as well, Cutting Up Radio on Facebook and on Twitter. And check out our website at cuttingupradio.com. Again, thanks for joining us right here for CBR Mondays on Cutting Up Radio. Good night, everyone.
This is Chandler Bound, CBR Bull Rider, and you're listening to Cutting Up Radio.